Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marshani, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by. And if you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety or live, Stitcher, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our fantastic featured guest. And today's guest is, I'm telling you, he's had a sensational last couple months, and it's none other than Michael Carter, the North Carolina running back. He was a 2020 All-ACC first-team winner. He's also a third-team All-American. And then he also went down to Mobile, Alabama to the Senior Bowl, the most prestigious invite a senior can get. And he also was the practice player of the week down there. And, Michael, I texted Jim Nagy today. I asked him if he had anything to add to your week down in Mobile. And this is what he responded with, my man. He said he got the award for the practice player of the week because of his hands, his route running, his blitz pickup. He said it was fantastic. But then he added, and this is what I really love, he capped it off with a great performance in the game. Could have easily been named the national team player of the game. How's that for nice words from Mr. Nagy?
Nah, man, that means a lot. And, you know, Jim, that's my man. I've been talking to him for a little bit since I first got my invite. And he's like an overall great guy. And he runs a great event, as y'all can see.
Yeah, he does. He fantastic job. Since I mean, everyone's done a nice job, but he's really, really got a nice pulse. And I think he blends his background and what he's aimed to do. I just think it flourishes. I mean, you really came out in 2020 and dominated. I mean, the last 2 years, I think the numbers, I think they go unnoticed, but they're astonishingly crazy. I mean, you had 2 1,000-yard seasons, and you averaged basically 6.9 yards per carry. This past year, you go over 1,200 yards, and you average 8 yards per carry. Michael, that's just crazy. It just doesn't happen, especially in a Power 5 conference. I mean, we might see that in some different levels of football, but you're playing against NFL draftable guys. How are you so elusive and potent?
Man, you know, first of all, I feel like my time at Carolina, I played with some really good linemen. Some very athletic linemen, and, you know, having a great quarterback in Sam Howell and great receivers on the outside, it makes it a lot easier. Being able to be in the game at any point and being able to make a play, it's just something that I really have fun with. And just growing up, you know, my dad was always, you know, either first down or touchdown. And that was always been my mindset, and it's been, like, engraved in me ever since, man.
And you've dominated with it. I have to ask, and it's the funny thing is we've had some talented guys on the show that I've asked this question. They actually have been telling me no. I'm really doubling down now. I'm doubling down. Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, Mike Carter gets the football. Were you the kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally.
You know, it's crazy.
Finally.
I remember one time when I was like a little kid, like, you can ask my dad the story. He'll literally vouch for me. A lot of people know the story, to be honest, where I'm from. But I was riding in the car, and I was like, Dad, I don't really want to get tackled today. I don't really feel like getting tackled. And my dad was like, all right, then don't. And I put on everything I love. I had 7 carries, 7 touchdowns.
Dude, that's insane. 7 carries for 7 touchdowns. That's just that's just goofy. It really is. It's mind-boggling, man. It's just wow.
I think I did that. My junior year one time. I think I did something similar to that. I think I had like 7 carries for like 230 and 4 touchdowns, and that was against Catholic, and that was good. Pensacola Catholic.
Wow. So I mean, did your dad take you for ice cream?
My dad just gave me a good job, son. You know, we keep it short. But he loves me, though.
He definitely loves you, and he has to be proud as heck to see, you know, all the accomplishments you've come down. And I'll even take it a step further. I mean, you're with the Sports and Entertainment Group. I mean, Aditya Bakari, Jeffrey Whitney, I mean, two fantastic individuals, and they're not going to bring any knuckleheads in. So I don't know you personally, but I know that you have to be a fantastic character guy as well, and we already know what you do off the field. So, again, kudos to your parents for raising you the right way, and obviously your football accolades are second to none. You've really done a lot. For you, I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the program, I mean, if we threw you in the film room, what do you think teams are going to love about you? Look, I call them your home run hallmark abilities. What do you think those are that can help you get on that 53-man roster?
You know, just from the film, man, I feel like my on-the-field patience and just ability to set blocks up, I feel like are two things that I do really well. As well as, you know, I think a trait that all great running backs have is make your offensive line right. So I feel like that's something that I've always done well, and as well as my pass catching. But I do feel like I'm an every down back, and I feel like that's something that I don't think I get enough credit for, to be honest.
Well, if anyone listens to the top of this show, Jim Nagy, executive director of the Senior Bowl, because we already know you can run the hell out of the ball. That's not a question. But he said you got practice player of the week, in his opinion, because of your hands, your route, blitz, pickup. That means you are a third down back, my man. Like I said, to me, that's the icing on the cake. Anything go unnoticed? I mean, film junkie, team captain, weight room warrior, maybe the system you ran, you couldn't showcase certain aspects of your game. I mean, what do these scouts need to know if they're listening in that they're not going to see on current tape?
Yeah, I feel like the biggest thing is, I mean, teams have seen me run, block, and catch. I think something that I didn't really get to do as much this year as I wanted to was short yardage. And I feel like it was just kind of like a coaching decision at some point, where whoever would go in on, you know, short yardage. But that's something that I really love doing, and it means a lot to me. And I did have opportunities, not to say I didn't. You will see it on film, but
yeah.
When that game's on the line, I love being out there. So.
Yeah. Now, I'm joking around when I say this, Michael, but, yeah, I mean, when you get 8 yards per carry, there's really no short yardage situation for you, fair enough.
and you know, that, I mean, you're joking, but that's honestly kind of true, like. You're
kind of
right.
Yeah,
like,
you know, like first and ten. Yeah, so like I said, I mean, you're just doing your thing. What was it like? I mean, when, you know, you go down to Mobile, Alabama. That's your first taste of being around the virtual meetings. If not, you would have been in person. But, you know, you're allowing these NFL teams to know who you are as a man, just not a player. What was that interaction like?
Yeah, it was good. It was I got to see, you know, the NFL coaches are people too, man. So, people kind of put them on this, this, like, you know, this different pedestal, and I definitely agree that, like, that is, you know, and I always give respect where it's due. The NFL coaches work so hard, man. Especially, you know, team that I was on, the Dolphins, man. They was on their stuff. You know, they prided on being early and just being able to interact with some of the best talent in the nation, and being able to, you know, stand out on the field and off the field. It gives me confidence that, you know, I'll have some success at the next level. But I know it's just the beginning, and I know I got to keep working for it. But I'm really excited just, like, to be in the league and learn everything that there is to learn about football. Because, you know, these coaches, man.
I
like,
can't wait.
From college. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
No, go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that, like, you know, I feel like the more time that you spend in the game, you know, the more you learn about it. And these NFL coaches, this is their only job, so they know so much about the game in terms, not even just like scheme, but like rules that you can cheat. So,
yeah, they're brilliant. You know, I always love. I mean, I do the media side of it too, and I always love when there's a positive play. The coach always knows. He can tell where you and the 10 other guys, every single one of them, he knows every single thing. But if something bad happens, he always says, I have to look at the film. I'm like, dude, you know, because you guys
don't
miss anything. But
yeah, exactly.
I love that
exactly
question. Like, hey, what happened there? Yeah, I got to look at the tape. I'm like, we just asked you a question before. You knew what everybody was doing. I'm curious, outside of football, X's and O's and being prepared as you, you know, make your path towards this draft, I mean, what else do you love about life? What other hobbies and enjoyments do you get out of just being you?
Yeah, I mean, I like to hang out with my fam, loved ones. I just enjoy being outside, man. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm down here training in Miami, but I just like to be outside and, like, have the fresh air and just chill. Maybe go buy some clothes every now and then. I don't do too much, though. I just kind of vibe. Future.
You said buying clothes. Do you lose your look stylish? You make sure you know what you look like when you walk out the door?
Yeah, typically. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you just got to leave the house. But if I can, like, I like to get at least a little bit dressed up and make myself look presentable at least.
I love it. Now, I assume you're down in Miami. Are you training at Bomberitos?
I am in Miami Beach, North Miami Beach.
And those guys do a fabulous job. I mean, what's it like being down there and just the transformation of your body?
Yeah, man, Pete, man, I don't know if y'all ever met Pete, but if you get the chance to meet him, man, he's so passionate about what he does. And
no. He's incredible.
He is. And just the whole staff that they got from Coach Steve and Lindsay and Juan and the guys at Force PT, they just like, man, they have really helped me change the way my body looks and the way I feel about my body too. So just it's been an overall good experience down here in Miami. And
I think I'll probably come back here in the offseason. Pete's great dude. Michael, I could talk to you for another hour, but we're almost out of time. We call it three and out. There are a few off the wall, lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Now, we were just talking about Pete Bomberito and his staff down there at Bomberito Performance. If you could be the trainer tomorrow, walk into the facility and put one of the trainers through a little hell, which trainer are you going to pick and what are you going to make them do?
Man, I'm putting Pete on the sleds, and that's no question. Pete is going on the sleds. He's doing push with two plates on, 20 yards back, 30 yards back. Let's see how he likes it.
Michael, that's something. Go ahead. That's something you were thinking about. You didn't hesitate. You knew exactly what he was doing.
Nah, man, I just, man. You just need to know what those sleds are like.
I love it. How about this one? What was a pet peeve of Coach Mack Brown? Did he have any pet peeves that you guys kind of laugh about after practice or anything?
Honestly, no. He had no pet peeves. We just we got this. he'll say a joke, and if we don't laugh at it, he'll just be like, and they'll be like, I don't know. It's just, I have no pet peeves. You just, like, if you say something that's, like, supposed to be funny, or like, we didn't really catch the joke, or we didn't laugh, he'll, like, make us fake laugh.
Yeah.
He'll be like, facts. Yeah. Nah, but he's hilarious. Like, I love Coach, man. Like, love Coach Mack, man.
That's excellent. Well, final one for you, Michael. Draft week, draft weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I assume you're going to be with family and friends as you await to hear your name to come off the board. But with that said, who is the best cook, family, and what would you like that person to have prepared to celebrate this next football journey?
Yeah. I want my mom to make the oxtail, and then it's going to be a combo. I want my mom to make the oxtail. And then my dad, you know, and my best friend's dad, Mr. Santa, they're going to put some on the grill. And then my girlfriend's going to make some mac and cheese. That's the perfect combo.
Fair enough. Well, you got the trio going. Everybody's involved, and it's well-deserved that they celebrate and do enough. Michael, fabulous career, and you got all the arrows pointed in the right directory. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you taking some time with us today.
Hi, man. Thank y'all for having me, man. This is probably one of the best interviews I've ever had so far.
Oh, Wow. Well, thank you very much. Well, hey, you know what? When you're a big-time running back going to the Pro Bowl, don't forget about us. How's that sound?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna come back in solo, just like y'all did.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael. Wonderful stuff. Once again, Michael Carter, the standout North Carolina Tar Heels running back, 2020 All-ACC, 2020 third-team All-American, 8 yards per carry, and we got Jim Nagy. I think he gave him the ultimate compliment. I mean, we know this kid could run on the ball, but he said, man, he could have been player of the game just for the way he was picking up the, you know, the blitz and everything else at practice. So, once again, if you want more of Michael Carter, Apple, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.